guess I'll just start out by asking here, how happy do you feel you guys have come along as a receiving corps over this past month since the season ended, just kind of going through this period where you're, you know, getting back to the basics and, you know, now obviously shifting your attention over the corner?
I think we've really grown a lot, and especially throughout the year. It was really like a focus on me and Marvin kind of in the beginning, and like then we got Cavante really going early in the year, and now even the younger guys that haven't played so much, Jordan Cotton, you know, Don Shumpert, they're all coming in, and everybody's learning a lot. And I think it's just, you know, getting reps during practice. Even younger kids that redshirted, like Jake Hillier, is getting a lot of reps, and it's a lot of people learning real fast, and a lot faster than even like me and Cotton when we came in. It's a lot of the kids are really smart, and I feel like that's just going to help the receiving corps.
Marcus being I'm sure a lot of people would assume, okay, you're probably going to be throwing the ball a lot more now. Do you kind of maybe sense that pressure of, okay, now the passing game is going to have to step up here on Friday night?
I mean, I think the passing game has to step up every game. I think we have to really, when Marcus was here, you know, we really had to, you know, open it up for him. And I think that, you know, it's going to be the same. Everybody's probably feeling the same, you know, when, like, DJ was gone last year and when, you know, Adam wasn't there. I mean, it's going to be Iowa football still. We're going to, you know, run. We're going to be, you know, a balanced team. We're going to run the ball. So it's going to be Iowa football no matter what, who's in there or not.
What are the expectations you have for yourself? Because obviously this is going to be Marvin's last game, and then going into next year, he's going to become that number one receiver.
I guess just go out with a bang and be able to, you know, get some momentum going on for the next year and for the training season, and really, I guess, get ready to be, you know, the leader of the receiving crew the next year. But it's just, you know, really, you know, going out and playing for Marvin, playing for, you know, really, you know, trying to end on a good note for him, and then to start out a good, start out the winter season with, you know, being a leader with the other guys.
You were talking about some of the younger players. One that I guess kind of stands out here is Cavante, because he emerges the number three guy, and it seems like now, given the situation, Marcus said, he probably would go more three wide, and he could possibly be more of a threat on Friday night for you. Just what have you seen in him that maybe leads you to believe that he's made those necessary strides from just kind of being a redshirt freshman to now maybe emerging as that guy that could be a number two line?
You know, I think we've seen it early. We saw that Cavante could come in and make an impact really early in the season. This guy can run routes. He listens. He works really hard. You know, he's the first in the film room, like last to leave. That guy, you know, he really shows like the work ethic that you need to be a receiver in a D1 school, and that's one thing that keeps him on the field. And one thing about Cavante is that, you know, he's going to give his, like, you know, play his heart out every game, and that's one thing me and Marvin have seen with this with him, and him not being as tall or as fast as, like, a lot of people see, you know, out and, you know, at receiver. You know, he comes out and he gives you something different, you know, a route technician, that's what we call him. And, you know, this, like, he is going to be one of the best receivers that's coming out of Iowa, because the way he works, and he's going to show you like a kind of like a Jerry Rice kind of work ethic. That's what we always, you know, kind of comment on.
Jerry Rice, like, how often do you tell him that?
I mean, we always, you know, make fun of him because, like, you know, he's always gets mad because everybody always talks about, you know, how, you know, fast Marvin is or something like that. And, you know, Cavante's not really that fast of a guy, but that guy, he moves, you know, he's a field kind of a guy. He's not really a time guy, and his you know, technique and everything is a lot. He seems more like an older guy, and, you know, you'll hear Marvin always call him, he's the youngest old guy he's ever seen, because he, you know, he works like he's a senior, but, you know, he's got three more years here. So
just what you said, that he has potential to go down as one of the best of all time. Right now you got Marvin.
I mean, Marvin, no, I'm saying one of the best guys you see working as an Iowa athlete, period. You know, that's I look up to him, and he's younger than me, because he came in, you know, working like that, and that's one thing, you know, I really admire about him.